with Ed Grazy about the early times in Salisbury. Okay, Eddie, why don't you sit right there? You're up close. Okay, I think this will pick you up. Okay, why don't we start out with, when were you born, Ed?
1913. On the corner down here.
You were born down here, so you didn't start up on the mountain.
No. I was born down the corner down here.
Near the mill.
But father worked in the mill at the time.
Oh, really?
He was the miller.
Who owned it at that time? Was it
George Selleck?
George Selleck did.
Bert Selleck owned it.
Bert Selleck.
George's father.
I see. And just relax.
Yeah.
And what were they making there at the time?
Oh, you grow flour. What's called that? You know, up. Keeper came over and asked me the other day, he said, what was Red Dog?
Red Dog? Was that a tobacco or something?
No, it's a Red Dog Midland. It was a flower that came out of they had the flower, and it had the flower Midlands, and Midlands, and then the Red Dog. That was the brand.
Oh, I see. It was sort of the outer part of
I
had heard that they also, there was a sawmill there, was that?
Oh yeah, well, not a sawmill, cordwood.
Cordwood, that was running at the same time as
He ran that all the time.
So people would just bring in logs?
No, he sold wood there. So he sold cordwood, sawwood.
Okay, but they would bring, people would bring in the logs and he'd cut them up?
No, he generally gave them, he had a lot of land up here and he'd buy them.
Oh, I see. So he provided the wood himself.
Yeah. He cut them down the west road up where, Hewitt, what's the next one? Beyond Hewitt there. He lived down Lake Hamilton? He's a lawyer.
Beyond Hewitt. Okay, I don't know. Mrs. Hamilton lived up there.
Yeah, which is Selleck owned that for too.
Yeah, well, that Selleck owned the whole hill at one time.
Most of it was there.
Lansing?
No, she lived on the Lake Lake. She's a lawyer.
Lakeville Lake. Alice Yoakum?
Yoakum, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You own that land out over there, Yoakum there. That cut that all off at one time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, he was all out for hardwood and sold it.
Because people burned wood at that time.
Yeah, burned a lot of wood that time. Yeah.
And where did they get all the grain from?
There's a lot of farmers.
The farmers
had a lot of grain. There was a lot of farms around here then. And they had that. And of course, he came in with carloads. The train brought in with a loose train.
Trains brought him in.
And they had a chute there, a special thing that they threw the grain with. And the big wagons with probably 3-4 tons. They'd cost it very more than that.
And that was just sold and used by the local people for
local
bread
people,
and things like that, right?
Yeah. For grain, they grind up and make grain out of it, made own feed stuff.
And that was right about the time you were born, or how long did that last?
Well, that was still when he gave up on that.
Was that when the Castendieks bought it?
Yeah.
So that was in the 40s or?
No, older, later in the
40s.
Maybe
50s.
50s, anyway.
Okay.
Because I remember my father was going on there, must have been in the 50s anyway.
And so you were down here But I understood you moved up onto the mountain. When were you? Did you spend your childhood down here?
I didn't go on the mountain after I got married.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so yeah. So your childhood was down here.
Yeah.
And where did you go to school?
Lakeville.
Lakeville. Was that where the post office was?
No. I went down here to the White School. Down here.
The one near the White Hart?
Yeah, White Hart, yeah.
That's now a parking lot.
Yeah.
A field.
Yeah, sort of. I went to school there. Well,
Is that called the Grove?
I went to the Academy, too.
You went to the Academy?
I went there.
Really?
I spent 2 years there.
And what up through what grade did that go?
That was first and second. Up to 6th, 7th, and 8th.
That was what they called the Grove Street School?
The Grove, yeah. And the last year was just Lakeville.
And that was what was in Lake? Was that at the site of the post office?
No, that's where the Grove School, the school is now.
Oh, okay, up on Lincoln City Road.
Lincoln City, yeah. That's where they first built that store.
That was the lower building then.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went through to school. From 1926 or 7, something like that, through high school? Was that through high school?
No. I didn't go to high school.
Oh, you didn't go
to high school? No, I didn't go to high school.
No. So you were through 8th grade?
8th grade.
Okay. At school in Lakeville, I think that had the high school in it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Everything was there.
Everything was down Lakeville, and then they moved up to 7th and 8th, I think, moved into that in the high school. They all went to school down there. And they moved up to...
Okay, that's interesting. And so when you were living up here, what'd you do as a kid? I mean, you probably helped out at the mill.
I worked for George Lakeville after I got married. When I got married, I worked for my brother-in-law out to Schenectady for 3-4 months. And they Frank and me up on the mountain.
Oh, that was right after the war?
Before the war.
Before?
1938.
Okay, so Frank was active on the... We're talking about Frank McCabe.
They were looking for somebody up there.
Frank McCabe was active on the mountain before the war, the Second World War.
Oh, yeah. I was working for him.
Because I remember reading the records that he bought the property up at the top of the hill where we are now. He bought that.
Spalding and Ambrose bought that.
Right after the war, didn't they?
Just after the war, yeah.
Just after the war, yeah.
Spalding and Ambrose bought that. And he got his fingers in it.
Oh, and then Frank got it.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, when you were a kid, what'd you do for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Oh, skiing, hike.
What, up on the mountain?
All over.
What did this area look like then? Did it have as many trees as it?
No, about the same, I'd say.
So it wasn't all bare then.
Oh no, there was used to be places where they cut the wood off for 4 or 5 years. You wouldn't notice it up there where Seymour is. You still see some of that there.
Seymour up on Mount Ragged Road. Yeah. Okay. And was there any activity of the charcoaling or the iron stuff still going on?
No, that was gone for it.
Pretty much finished.
Father cut they call it wagon for the timbers to hold a mine shaft up there.
Oh, your father cut?
He cut some of that.
What was that for, the main ore pit over in
Ore Hill,
was it the Davis?
The one
over by Calvin Flint's place?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think the other one's the more open, let's say.
Well, I was reading something recently. Mrs. Haas, Betty Haas's father ran the mine at the Davis mine, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was his name? I can't think of his name.
Perkins?
Perkins. He was a lot of fun to talk to. I don't know, she was on talk with him about first time car.
But and she said in this article that she had had gone down into the shaft, so they must have had shafts at the Davis mine too.
I didn't know they had. I thought it was more open.
Open pit. Yeah.
More open pit, because that'd be quite a shaft.
Yeah. Do you remember those when they were open?
No, they were
full of water.
Full of water, like. Before I got around, I was probably around here at that time. I must have been around here someplace.
Right. Well, when did you first start going up on the mountain? Just poking around.
Yeah, okay, probably 6, 7 years old. Oh, you used to go fishing. No, I was 10 years old, walk up on the mountain and go fishing.
Was it good fishing in the lakes?
Yes, yeah, it was beautiful. Perch up there, perch like that.
About over a foot long.
Yeah.
Wow.
An old, big, just a gold color. There. Come the spring of the year, they'd come in. So there's suckers up there, and they follow the suckers in to spawn. They'd eat the spawn off the suckers spawn, and we'd catch them off the.
So there weren't bass up there?
There was a smallmouth, all smallmouth. And what? 50, they all died once. Every bass on the mountain. No bass left. You know? Bass and bass, the suckers, what else? It's something else. There's three different kinds of fish. They all went at the same time. They claimed they came in on
bullheads or?
No, the bullheads. Bullheads. Yeah. I was trying to think what other fish they were. Well, they was. There's three of them that died right off of them.
Bluegills? Would have been bluegills?
Yeah, we never had no bluegills up there. Had pumpkin seeds, cats, or
pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds there.
Sunfish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember I tried to fish up there in the early 70s and I never caught anything.
Yeah.
I caught my elbow once. We had to go to the hospital to get the hook pulled out of my arm.
Like, there was a fish up there one time. They used to go up there and fish off the rocks. And on a week, a Friday or Saturday night, they'd be up there fishing. And sometimes fish all night they went on the rocks. Get some bullheads, maybe. All you live there. They'd take have quite a time with them. Up there all night long, fish back. Well, I was a kid, I used to say I'd walk up with them like, well, probably was 7. I mean, all the way up, probably 10, 11, probably. And walk down the road, 12 o'clock at night, you fall asleep, walk along the road.
It would take about an hour to get up, walk up, and
about an hour.
You guys walked everywhere in those days, didn't
you? Oh, yeah. But you want to go to the middle of nowhere and you walk up it.
Now there was a, we were down in the woods the other day and we found on the little road that comes up to where Frank McCabe's house was.
Oh yeah.
There's the remains of a bridge abutment in there. Was the road in a different...
No, the old Clark Bridge, they used to call that. You see, the Clarks owned that land across the road there. I went with that farm too.
Oh.
There's four or five big lots over there. There were meadows up in there.
Oh, on the other side of the Mount Riga Road. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
There's some big meadows up in there. It went way up on the foot of the mountain. And,
that's the way they got across.
They went across there. And we built a walk twice there, I guess, putting timbers in.
Yeah, those timbers, they were there not too long ago,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
But there's nothing there now.
No, they're all gone now.
Yeah, it's just bridge.
Last time it went down like that.
Yeah, it seems to be running.
But Erickson's said we couldn't use it. Frank, Frank said, go ahead and use it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Clarks. I mean, there were two Clarks, right? It was George Clark, and that was the Erickson farm.
One was Hedden Clark and Hedden George.
Now, was George the Erickson farm?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was, William?
William Clark, yeah.
William, now he was up where Elsie McCabe.
Yeah.
Was his house near Elsie McCabe's house?
Right there.
That was his house?
Yeah, it was there.
It's the same building, or was it rebuilt?
Oh, they've been rebuilt there. That burned down.
Oh, it burned down?
Down, and they...
When did it burn down, roughly?
When
you were a kid?
Yeah, before I was real small, I remember.
Okay. And so did he rebuild it, or did he just move away?
Oh, they, Bert moved on off. Bert was the one got killed down here. They had a fair down here. You used to have a fair every year. He got run into a little horse and got killed.
Oh, gee.
He's the one who was up to Erickson's.
Now, what kind of an operation was there up there? I noticed that at Elsie's house, there's across from Elsie's house, there's a foundation in the woods.
I don't know. There's a big foundation there. I don't know what that was for.
Okay, it's sort of set into the hill right near the road.
Yeah, right side the road there, yeah.
Okay, and then on Elsie's side, there was an old road now it goes through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the road,
wasn't it? That was the road, yeah.
So where the road into the satellite dish is now was not...
No.
Was not the road at that
we
time.
We built that when Frank was... Up there, as there was no just out in a lot, went out in the mud, we rolled out to there, then went to road.
Now, as you went back toward where the satellite dishes are, there's a well there.
Yeah, there's wells all over the hill up there. There's two Elsies, one right in front of her house, and one on the outside the house. And one like for the
Fortunately, someone's filled that with wire, so old fencing, so that you can't fall in.
Yeah.
And then there was a foundation there, right near.
That was a big barn out there. That was a big horse barn there.
And everything back toward Lion's Head was all fields.
That was all fields then.
Okay, we're resuming. I wanted to show you, since we were talking about the Clark place, I'll show you a couple of things here. Okay, this is from Lion's Head, this picture from the top of Lion's Head. And so all these...
The lot there, yeah.
There's the line of pine trees and the satellite dishes right out here. And so all these were open fields.
Yeah.
Right? Now.
You see, up in here, this here was all open fields too, back years ago.
Oh, back toward the brook then, huh?
Yeah, well,
That's the opposite side of the road.
Yeah.
Over toward the Erickson side.
Yeah.
And so you're saying down toward the brook?
Oh, this is Erickson's here.
This side of the woods toward the top of the picture are Erickson's behind those fields. These were Frank McCabe's fields, so they would have been Clark's fields.
Yeah, this is Frank's house here.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, see, these up in here, this is all cleared land up here. And up across there's a big field up on just right inside the little brook there, you know.
Yeah.
There's a big field up on the left hand side. That's a big field there. That's a big field.
Oh, on the Lion's Head side of the brook then?
Yeah.
Okay, so all that was fields.
That was all fields up through there.
Do you recognize that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a picture of Lion's Head looking, I think, across those fields we're just talking about.
Yeah.
And was Lion's Head seemed to be a lot more bare than it is.
Well, yeah, this is an old time picture here.
Yeah.
See, this is up in there, it's all cleared land now. So this is where your house is, up through here.
Yeah, it's in
your,
here.
Your lines are along
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. You go up here, and then you go up here, that was all cleared land up here, then it come across down through to the...
Right at the foot of the steep ridge.
That comes down, see the field of the trail belonging here someplace.
That's right, it went in, right along the edge of the field.
Yeah. Okay. That's an old-time picture, though.
Yeah. That's neat, isn't it?
That's a good picture.
Yeah, that was taken probably around 1910.
Yeah, probably about that time, yeah. I can remember when the share was all open there.
Now, what did they, that was just pasture up there?
Yeah, Bert Clackner had the sheep up there.
Okay, so that's up in our back fields up on the hill toward...
You go up in there, you see the old stone walls up through there.
There's stone walls, and there's charcoal pits, too.
Oh, yeah. All the charcoal pits are off in the crib of the wooded side of it.
Yeah, there's actually a charcoal pit in what once was field, I think.
Yeah.
And there are roads all up through there.
Oh, yeah, there's roads all through the woods up there. They used to draw the charcoal out and things. There's all kinds of roads up through there.
Yeah, there still is a road that goes up and it goes across the Lion's Head Ridge over the Appalachian Trail and then it goes all the way up to the Riga.
Oh, that's I bulldozed that.
Oh, you bulldozed it out. Huh?
Yeah, but that's back.
Let's see. Here are the Riga Lakes.
Yeah.
Here's Lion's Head, and here's there's the Appalachian Trail, here's the Riga Road where the dam and the brook, there's a broken dam the brook goes under the road, and there's a gate right there at that road, and that old charcoal road
comes out through here.
Comes out, that's further north, but I think if there's another.
This is the one that goes north, strikes the.
Appalachian Trail further north.
Trail, yeah.
But this one, this other one that you're just starting to mention is closer,
it
right?
It comes out in through here someplace.
It comes out toward Lion's
Head. Yeah, it comes out Lion's Head. We got like trail about like that there.
Yeah, we were on that over the weekend. Skiing. It's closed in a lot now.
It is?
Yeah, a lot of laurel.
I haven't been up there in about 8 years probably since I've been up there.
Yeah, it's...
That's more than that, because... How long have you?
We've been up there, what, 12 years?
Well, probably 14, 15 years since I've been up in there.
It's, there were obviously, there's a road that is now like a creek bed. It's about there's a gully 4 foot deep.
Yeah. One spot is pretty good shape to that all. You know, I drove through with a jeep. Down through there.
Now, did you bulldoze that whole road up to intersect this old charcoal road?
Yeah, all the way from tennis court there.
Yeah, and you came all the way down to
down
the
your house. Set. Down your house.
Oh, and what was that used for?
Well, he wanted to use it for the horse,
Frank McCabe. Yeah,
because it was an old road originally, but I mean, it's been. A lot of trees and that thing. We pushed it all opened up so he gets through there. Because he liked to go horseback riding.
Oh, I see.
There's a lot of people used to use that for horseback riding. Used to be a lot of old ones over on Wells Hill, the miner over there. George Miner had wife was had a lot of horses. Well, there's a lot of the families had. Ran, they had horses, and old man ran up there.
Jake?
Planter ran.
Jake?
No, no.
You mean Jake's father?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that would have been a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that, all that stuff was, and where they used to stop, and where you're, where that big old tree there, where your driveway is there. And they used to sit there and stay there, and, I mean, have their lunch there.
Oh, I see.
They'd go up from the...
Now, we were wondering, further up along that ridge, there are a bunch of pits in the side of the hill. You remember Mrs. Harvey?
Yeah.
Well, it was up north of her house, up toward the Scoble Ore Bed Road.
Oh, yeah.
Not that far, but there are a bunch of pits in the side of the hill, deep pits. And some of them are about the size of this room, but some of them are quite a bit larger.
Well, the, just as a school war bed down there.
Right. That's a little further north, but this must be someone was trying to find another ore bed. But it looks like there was a lot of test pits that didn't produce
probably
much. Now, and that was all wooded, or
a lot of it was cleared off by then.
It had been cleared.
Yeah, you see, when the charcoal went, that's when the mine and everything went up on the mountain, really, because there was no wood anymore.
I had understood that a lot of the charcoal, and they would do it on, say, a 30 or 40 year cycle, where they let the trees grow, and then they come back through and cut them down again.
Yeah, that's what they did. I mean, they cut off things. Then they found out as they could get the coal back in, I guess.
That eliminated the charcoal. So what happened? Then the woods came back up, right?
Yeah, then they came back up again. Well, you figure how the mountain, how long it took that to grow up. There's, we still ain't got much up there.
Yeah, well, the soil is not too great.
No, pretty poor soil up there.
Yeah.
You get a tree that big around, you go up 10 feet, it's only that big around.
Yeah. Yeah, and it may be 100 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some guys cut me wood up there when I lived on the mountain. Dollar cord.
Wow. That was in the 30s?
Yeah, well, let's see, when I was first, what the? Well, that was school about 39, or no,
29.
Not 29, 30, from here. We cut up on the mountain, the wood on the mountain.
So when did you move up to the mountain?
37.
37. And where did you live?
The farmhouse up there, the top of the hill.
The one to Frank's place?
Right across from Frank's house. It was a big farm.
How many other people were up there?
Me.
Just you, huh? and your family.
Me and Lorna.
And what did you? What the mountain was used by summer people at that time too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so, what were you working for them?
I worked for them. We put the filled ice houses and took care of the camps. Yeah.
So you during the winter time you were out on the lake cutting ice, huh?
You get about. Oh, take us about 10, 12 days to fill ice out.
Were you using horses?
Horses. Plowed it with a horse. And ice plows. Plowed down about that far. Back, forth, back, forth.
And then once you broke through, you'd saw it?
A hand saw and cut the chunk out, and you just crack it off. If there's good ice, break right down just straight to me, and if it didn't evolve, make it different on how the ice was.
You do that in the middle of the winter?
Well, we used to figure if I got done with January, it was all set. After that, then I'd be in trouble. It's my son, you get snow, and you can get around the ice, because we didn't have no four-wheel drive. Cars, didn't they?
Yeah, were you using horses to sled it to the ice houses?
Well, we to do that with a truck most of it, because it's too far.
And would you work on the roads in the summertime? And
yeah, I worked on the roads. Worked for the people up there. And I had eating cows up there.
Cows. So there was a fair amount of open land up there then.
Oh yeah, there's quite a lot of open land up there.
More than there is now?
Oh yes, a lot more. And you take down below Dresser there, that's always all cleared land. On the way there, our pasture land went from
Dressers, that's the one down toward the middle road.
Yeah.
Right?
The mirror place down. There, and then you went up over the hill back around to the west road. That was all cleared out through there. You don't know where Blackburn is.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's the farthest one down now.
Yeah. And down below that there was a hunting range. Dog by now.
But the water company bought all that up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the corporation got some of it down there, too.
Yeah, but below Blackburn, I think that the line with Mount Riga and the water company is somewhere below Blackburn.
Yeah, down in there. Well, it goes over there quite a ways up to there, though.
Over to the New York State line?
Yeah, New York State line.
Let's see. You have any
questions? I want to ask about the bulldozer, the tractor that used to be up by the green shed. They used to get going every summer or so.
Yeah.
How old was that thing?
It was old, I hope. It's like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I remember you used that not that long ago.
That's not too long ago.
Yeah. We got it. I think you may have even used it on our road. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we used it on that.
Yeah. And of course those buildings are coming down now. I mean, one of them came down about a year ago in the snow.
Hi guys.
Come right in there. Hi. Come right in.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
The man on wheels here. He's a wheel on wheels.
The Wheeler Dealer.
The Wheeler Dealer, are you? Have a good one, Al.
You too.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you later, Ed. Yep. They didn't put a foundation in all. They just put them a piece of 4x4 in the ground. And the Wheeler Dealer still too. One of them fell down here. Quite a few years ago, started to fall down. I see they took one side down, didn't they?
Well, with the snow, collapsed the roof. And
yeah, but I mean, there was nothing to hold it up there. Because the thing that sat there on the ground, you can look right underneath it.
So there's no foundation at
there's
all?
There's no foundation at all.
Yeah, well, it came down pretty readily.
Yeah.
What do you think of these winters that we've been having the last few years? How did they compare to the winters in the 30s?
About like that, I'd say. We used to, I remember a long time ago, we lived up here on the hill up here. Father did. We had a horse up here in the up where you, that haystack up there. Stack of hay, you know. And we used to go up there, father bought it off them. We used to go up there with a big sled, right down the thing on the sled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you used the sled a lot in the
winter time? In the winter time, we were sledding. Every night, this road here, we'd be probably 25, 30 people on this road.
Sledding,
night.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, you'd really come down through here, too.
Oh, wow, yeah, this hill is right up.
You're going to get down in good shape.
You have to make that curve or you'd end up in the...
A couple times I went right around what's called his house down here. George Sillings now,
Yerkes?
Yerkes, yeah. Well, right around that house. You tried to make the corner there. That was a mean little place where you put down a lot of hump there. You tried to make a... You would make the curve, you'd go around
Yeah, or you end up in the brook. Sorry. But how many of the other mills that were on this street do you remember, Ed?
Well, see, there was a cider mill.
Where was that?
That's where
Fink, is that where Fink's? Down below the new the new concrete wall?
Yeah.
Right below
Yeah.
Is that in an existing building or was it an old building?
That's the same building, I think. But they remodeled it. But down underneath that, they had the cider mill there. And across from that was a rug place where they built, made rugs or carpets.
Was
and
that
the floods.
Was that uphill?
No, just straight over. And up from that.
Oh, on the other side?
On the other side of the road there.
Yeah, and then what? Then the knife handle factory, was that next?
Oh, knife handle factory, right down here.
That's the original. This, where this pond is, right?
Yeah. That was a knife handle there. And then down below they had the bicycle shop.
Yeah, now that was where?
Right below the Sellakill section there.
The bicycle shop.
That was the bicycle.
Now at one time that must have been knife handle too, was it?
Well, last end it was a bicycle and left.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because before that they had a bicycle and they had a sawmill.
What, they actually made bicycles there?
Yeah, made them, And my mother worked there, which she worked in, went up on the mountain to live on the mountain down on the.
That's at the Stokers, what's now the.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little red barn right next to the brook, and it has a sluiceway of water power there.
They had the water power to
run the
bicycle. Burned down, and they.
Oh, then they rebuilt it.
Although they moved up to what's the next people?
What's her name?
He died a few years ago. His wife's still living there, I guess.
Swing.
Next to Swings.
Okay. Yeah, I know. He did a lot of woodworking.
Yeah, he took over after Phil gave up. Phil Warner.
Yeah, that's the Salisbury artisan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like by the business there at one time. There's 40, 50 workers.
And that was water power all the way?
Yeah, all water power. So no, after they got into electricity.
Wasn't there a woolen mill closer up here toward, what, I think you told me one time it was a brick building.
Oh, a brick building right there, side road, yeah.
And was that the woolen mill? What mill was that, the brick building?
No, that was the Salisbury,
knife handle factory?
Knife handle factory.
Oh, I see.
That was all, of course, that was all bone and there's no wood handles back in them days either. It was all bone.
Yeah, then they sold them to the Holly manufacturer.
They shipped them all over the country. Huh. They had quite a business of that at one time. And then they got down into wood and they couldn't get a lot of buffalo horns. They used to get the buffalo horns.
Oh, I mean. The buffaloes have been dead for 30 or 40 years out west, and they brought the horns.
They have all the horns.
After the buffaloes were cleaned out, they still were using the horns.
That's it. That was the only way they could get the horns and things. Yeah, the stag handles.
Yes, stag. You don't see many stag handles.
No. You go. I don't. Then the English come over, and they brought some. Imitation stag. They would let nobody see them. They lived in Washington.
Stop, Rick. Is this still still turning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What does it look like as far as? Okay. We got maybe another 5 minutes or something like that on this tape. Flip it over. So this was a very industrial.
Oh, it was very. Thing that there's another one above here. I don't want it made up here. There's another dam.
Below the above the junction with the Mount Rigel Road. Yeah.
I don't want it built or had in there. There's a lot of industry on this little street.
Okay, and then now, okay, let's see, so we covered the mills on, and what do you really remember about the grist mill? Because that's the one that's still here. What was George Selleck like, or Bert Selleck? What kind of fellow was he?
He was a nice fellow. George was a good guy.
Did he live in the house across the street that what the Whitbecks lived in, or
the Yerkes? Where Yerkes is. He lived there. Yeah, his father, Bert Selleck, lived there, and they had they had pigs there. They used to raise pasture pigs up here, for the pear trees up there.
Up under Clark's?
Yeah. Then you drive the pigs up in the summertime, and they'd be up there all summer long, and bring them down in the fall.
and then butcher them in the fall.
Yeah, butcher them. So he made sausage and stuff like that. He had a big place down in by the mill where he ground the sausage and stuff out.
What did it sound like in the mill? Was there a lot of noise, the grinding and stuff?
No, it wasn't too bad. Don't have all things. It was kind of noisy. It had a cog wheel, a wooden cog wheel. And once in a while, they could take the dry weather, they let it loose, they'd fly out. Yeah. They back around the hull for years to pull them back in again.
How many people worked there?
Well, just my father most of the time, and then I worked there just right in the feed then.
Just two or three people then?
Yeah, it was only one. Once in a while when you bought in a carload of feed or something like that, then you, because he done a lot of horse. He had a pair of horses. He worked them out. So he did there, and he had a man working for him year round. So
people did a little bit of everything then.
Yeah,
that was for local use. I mean, the grain was often grown locally. It was used locally. So you.
Yeah, a lot of it was.
It wasn't all imported from other parts of the country.
No, not. Because they shipped some of the grain in, they'd for feed. You get a carload of grain, probably once a month.
What do you and so the railroad was certainly working.
Oh yeah, that full string then.
What do you remember about the railroad?
I don't remember much about that. I was about going by or something like that. I don't.
So you didn't really move around all that much. I mean, you didn't travel on the railroad.
No.
I think Paul Rebillard said that or was it Ken Atho said that he used to go from Lime Rock to he traveled. I know he said he traveled back and forth. Maybe it was from Millerton to Lakeville. He traveled on the railroad.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not sure he wouldn't. There was nothing in Lime Rock, actually, was there?
No, not much.
Yeah, except, I mean, with the iron mill, but was there a railroad down there?
I think there was. I think there
was. Yeah, it was the Housatonic. Must have been a spur off.
Yeah,
the
spur, yeah.
Yeah, into the wheel factory.
Yeah.
So did you spend much time in other parts of Salisbury?
Not much.
Oh, you were up here.
Right, like Lakeville, the Rideys is one side, and Lakeville, and then Oriole is another. More or less like.
They're like separate towns.
Yeah. You didn't get out much.
Yeah, it was much harder to move around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The Rideys wasn't allowed over to Oriole, and then Lincoln City, that was another.
another little community.
A little community, right there.
And the mountain, when did the mountain sort of close down as a community? Was that?
Right? As I should know.
Before you were up there?
Yeah.
Do you remember when there was a school up there?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
My uncle went to school there. But
so it's probably pretty, that had closed down pretty much.
Yeah. That's,
and do you remember the, was the furnace was sitting there unused, or had it fallen down, or what?
No, just like it is now.
Like it is now.
Yeah.
But they had to rebuild it too long ago, didn't they?
Three times we rebuilt that. My time we rebuilt it three times.
Ah. But does it look today pretty much like it looked like when you first remember it?
Yeah, not the same. Yeah. Okay. That didn't change that much. They had a thing that went across there, and that fell down.
The bridge. To load
the
charcoal and so on. Now, did you, so you didn't travel much in town. Did you ever get over into New York State?
I don't know if I once,
I mean,
twice.
Basically you didn't, there wasn't much travel.
No. I guess I went to Miller two, three times, but I can remember.
So that was a pretty long trip then.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand. Yeah. I mean, it would have taken, today, I mean, I've done it on a bike.
Yeah.
It would take a while on a bike.
Yeah.
So if you were walking, it would take a good bit.